Good morning, grown folks. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, aka Lady D. I'm bringing you some conversation this morning, the second day of the year. And excuse my voice for trembling, but it is cold outside. It's just ridiculous. I'm driving, I'm looking at my temperature gauge, and it's 37 degrees. Now, I'm from the Bay Area, San Francisco, and it gets windy, gets a little chilly, but man, let me tell you, where I'm at now, further out in the valley, it is just ridiculously cold. Ain't no wind blowing right now, but just chill your bones. I want a snow kind of cold, you know. But on that note, I just wanted to reach out and see how everyone's doing on this new year. We're in day two. I know it's a lot of resolutions out there. I went to the gym yesterday, and boy, I tell you, people start off with a bang. They was in there sweating and humping and twirling and humping, meaning, you know, doing they weights and they work out. That's what I mean. But anyway, they were doing their thing and just motivated. You know, and the thing is, it would be wonderful if everyone could keep that motivation up throughout the year. You know, what's interesting to me is what actually motivates people at the beginning of the year, that first week or two, to say, I'm going to do. And then they just fall off. You know, is it the excitement of there's a new year amongst us? There's an opportunity to do this thing all over again, to try it from a new, you know, angle, perspective, opportunity. You know, is that what happens? Because the motivation is off the chart. I hear folks talking about, I want to lose X amount of weight. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to travel more. And then they're trying to book a flight to somewhere. Don't know where, but just to get out of here. And, I mean, it's great. It's great. But what depletes that motivation? What takes them away from continuing that drive? I think it's great when you just, you know, kind of hold on to it and keep your focus. I mean, you know, and I have to remind myself. I mean, I don't sit up and do the resolution thing anymore. I just kind of have a positive mindset and knowing that this is going to be a greater year than before. And each time I've done that, it is. You know, I don't put any heavy weights on myself or, you know, man, promises or whatever. I'm just going to make it better. So I just start off with that drive, and I go hard throughout the year to accomplish things in a way that was different from the year before. You know, I try to reflect on, what lessons have I learned from the previous year in my association with people, in my ambition towards things that I want to do or need to do? You know, what did I not do last year that kind of held me back that maybe I want to really focus on this year? So with that being said, just think about those things. You know, think about your positive drive. Think about your go hard mentality. Think about, man, I just gotta make this a better year than before. On that note, I would like to say happy 2019 or 2019, however we want to say it, to each and every one of you out there. Be safe, go hard, star strong. This is your hostess with the mostest, Donna Smith, aka Lady D, and I will be at you again soon. Have a marvelous day.